G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy.
3CR.
And welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast. And continuing with the songs of solidarity, this episode we hear from Ewan McColl. Ewan McColl's early CV was extraordinary. He left school at 14, was a political activist at 15, founded a theatre troupe at 16, and he was on the files of MI5 at 17. He then became the godfather of British folk revival at 35. There's evidence here of a fearless, galvanic character whose influence is still causing ripples and has been since his death in 1989. McColl these days is best known for a couple of his classic songs, the much-covered Dirty Old Town and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. While his prolific songwriting and recording is of interest mainly to the folk faithful, among whom he remains a revered yet controversial figure. For 60 years, he was at the cultural forefront of numerous political struggles, producing plays, songs and scripts on the subjects of apartheid, fascism, industrial strife and human rights. It's often been said that he was an enormous fish in a small pond. I first came across the music and songs of Ewan McColl during the anti-Vietnam War protest days in the 60s here in Australia. McColl had written in 1954 The Ballad of Ho Chi Minh. It's an upbeat folk song praising Ho for his leadership and devotion to the people of Vietnam. McColl was inspired by the Viet Minh victory at Dien Bien Phu and frustrated with Western propaganda that painted Ho Chi Minh as a nascent tyrant.
Far away across the ocean, far beyond the sea's eastern rim, lives a man who is father of the Indo-Chinese people, and his name it is Ho Chi Minh.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
From Viet Bac to the Saigon Delta, from the mountains and the plains below, young and old workers, peasants in the tiling tan, and farmers fight for freedom with Uncle Ho.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Now Ho Chi Minh was a deep sea sailor. He served his time out on the seven seas. Work and hardship were part of his early education. Exploitation is ABC.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
On Ho Chi Minh came back from sailing, and he looked on his native land, saw the want and the hunger of the Indo-Chinese people, foreign soldiers on every hand.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Now Ho Chi Minh went to the mountains, and he trained a determined band. Heroes all who had sworn to free the Indo-Chinese people and drive invaders from the land.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh, ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
40 men became 100, 100,000, and Ho Chi Minh forged and tempered the army of the Indochinese people, freedom's army of Viet Minh.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Every soldier is a farmer. Comes the evening and he grabs his hoe. Comes the morning, he slings his rifle on his shoulder. This the army of Uncle Ho.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. From the jungles and the mountains, from the rice lands and the plain of raids, march the men and the women of the Indochinese army, planting freedom with victory seeds.
Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
From Vietnam to the Saigon Delta, march the armies of Viet Minh. And the wind stirs the banners of the Indochinese people, peace and freedom and Ho Chi Minh. Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. Ho, ho, Ho Chi Minh. Ho!
We've stopped saying Indochina these days. It really is tied up with the idea of French colonialism. And the countries are called by their names, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia. But still, when Ewan McColl wrote this song in 1954, Indochina was still the term in use.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.
Has Centrelink made a decision you disagree with? Most Centrelink decisions can be appealed up to 3 times. Examples of decisions you can appeal include whether you're eligible for a payment, cancellation or suspension of your payment, how much you get paid, and Centrelink debts. One of the most common Centrelink decisions appealed are Centrelink debts. Centrelink will say you owe a debt if the staff determine you've been paid more than you should have. Debts can occur for a variety of reasons. In some instances, if there's been an administrative error or if you have special circumstances, you may not have to repay that debt. The appeal process is free, but time limits can apply and will affect your entitlement to back payment. Social Security Rights Victoria is a specialist community legal centre providing Victorians free advice to help you understand your Centrelink issues and the appeal processes. You can contact Social Security Rights Victoria on 9481 0355 or online at ssrv.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
I think nearly everyone must know Dirty Old Town. It's been sung by so many people, the Dubliners, the Pogues, Rod Stewart, Doreena Harvey. The song was written about Salford, then in Lancashire, now in Greater Manchester. It's the area where McColl was born and brought up. It was originally composed for his 1949 play called Landscape with Chimneys, which was set, of course, in a North of England industrial town. I have wondered about some of the words in Dirty Old Town, and I found out about the gasworks croft in the first verse, where he meets his love by the gasworks croft. That was a piece of open land adjacent to Salford Gasworks. And then when he speaks of the old canal, that was the Manchester and Bolton Canal. The line in the song about smelling spring, I really like that line. Smelt the spring on the smoky wind. If you can smell the spring on the smoky wind and a town belching black and grey smoke, well then there's hope for us all yet. This is how Ewan McColl described Salford.
Salford was a desert, a petrified desert of blackened and decayed brick. Its bleakness was such as to cripple the imagination of any but the toughest kid, and black as the Earl of Hell's waistcoat. I found my love on the gasworks croft,
dreamed a dream by the old canal, kissed my girl by the factory wall, heard a siren from the docks, saw a train set the night on fire, smelt the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
In 1932, Ewan McColl had been involved in the mass trespass in Derbyshire, and that was where groups of urban dwellers deliberately trespassed on private land, demanding the right to hike there. This eventually led to the creation of Britain's first national park, the Peak District.
I've been over Snowdon, I've slept up on Croydon, I've camped by the Wainstones as well. I've sunbathed on Kinder, been burned to a cinder, and many more things I can tell. My rucksack has oft been my pillow, the heather has oft been my bed, and sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. The day was just ending and I was descending down Grinsbrook just by Upper Tor, when a voice cried, "Hey you!" In the waykeepers do heed the worst face that ever I saw. The things that he said were unpleasant. In the teeth of his fury I said, sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. He called me a louse and said, "Think of the grouse." Well, I thought, but I still couldn't see why old Kinder Scout and the moors round about couldn't take both the poor grouse and me. He said, "All this land is my master's." At that I stood shaking my head. No man has the right to own mountains any more than the deep ocean bend. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. I once loved a maid, a spot welder by trade. She was fair as the rowan in bloom, and the blue of her eye matched the June moorland sky, and I wooed her from April till June. On the day that we should have been married, I went for a ramble instead. For sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the Hartmoorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. So I'll walk where I will over over mountain and hill, and I lie where the bracken is deep. I belong to the mountains, the clear running fountains, where the grey rocks rise rugged and steep. I've seen the white hare in the gullies, and the curlew fly high overhead. And sooner than Bob from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all me pleasure the hard moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday.
There are now 15 national parks in UK, protected landscapes, designated for their natural beauty, wildlife and cultural heritage, thanks to the mass trespass of 1932.
Do you have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
The BBC Radio Ballads were groundbreaking documentaries produced by Ewan McColl and Charles Parker. They were absolute masterpieces of radio, weaving the voices of rarely heard communities with songs written from and about those communities. I once owned three programs of Radio Ballads on vinyl, of all things, and of course, since lost the two precious records I had of them. But that program, Radio Ballads, drew me to radio, and particularly to 3CR, with its emphasis on the spoken voice of the real person, not an actor reading a script, or someone from, say, Melbourne, putting on an accent from southern England. No, like 3CR, the voice of the people, radio by people, about people. And what drew me to 3CR and the exciting world of reel-to-reel tapes, chinagraph pencils and razor blades was Radio Ballads from the BBC. This is a fisherman's song from that program.
With our nets and gear we're faring on the wild and wasteful ocean. It's there on the deep that we harvest and reap our bread, as we hunt the bonny shoals of herring. Oh, it was a fine and a pleasant day out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger for to go and hunt the shoals of herring. Oh, the work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment sure it took some bearing. There was little kindness and the kicks were many as we hunted for the shoals of herring. we fish the sward and the broken bank. I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on my feet, and I'd dream about the shoals of herring. Well, we left the home grounds in the month of June, and to Canny Shields we soon was bearing, with 100 crown of the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shoals of Erin. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, you can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on watch with the other fellas while you're following the shoals of herring. In the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread you're daring, from the Dover Straits to the Faroe Islands, while you're following the shoals of herring. Well, I earned me keep and I paid me way, and I earned the gear that I was wearing. Sailed 1,000,000 miles, caught 10,000,000 fishes. We was following the shoals of herring.
Ewan wrote his early songs for agitprop theatre productions performed at factory gates and strike meetings. Over 200 have been preserved, and Ewan's friends suggest that there were just as many as 200 forgotten. By far the most moving song was made as a last message to his family when he learned of his terminal health condition. It's his farewell to the world, his farewell to the region which he loved, Northwest England and Scotland, particularly the area that was removed from private hands and established as a national park after the Great Trespass. This song, The Joy of Living, is still being sung at funerals. Here it's sung by Roy Bailey, who recorded this not long before his own death. I'll be riding the gentle wind that blows through your hair, reminding you how we shared in the joy of living.
Farewell, you northern hills, you mountains old, goodbye. Moorland and stony ridges, crags and peaks, goodbye. Light a fire, farewell. Cool bag, scarf, farewell. Cloud bearing, sylvan. Sun warm, rock in the cold of bleak, low's frozen seas. The snow and the wind and the rain of hills and mountains. Days in the sun and the tempered wind. In the air like wine, you drink and you drink till you're drunk on the joy of living. Farewell to you, my love, my time is almost done. Lie in my arms once more until the darkness comes. You filled all my days, held the night at bay, dearest companion. Years pass by and are gone with the speed of birds in flight. Our life like the verse of a song heard in the mountain. Give me your hand then, love, and join your voice with mine. We'll sing of the hurt and the pain and the joy of living. Farewell to you, my chicks. Soon you must fly alone. Flesh of my flesh, my future, life bone of my bone. May your wings be strong, may your days be long, safe be your journey. Each of you bears inside of you the gift of love. May it bring you light and warmth and the pleasure of giving. Eagerly savor each new day and the taste of its mouth. Never lose sight of the thrill and the joy of living. Take me to some high place of heather, rock and ling. Scatter my dust and ashes, feed me to the wind, so that I will be part of all you see, the air you are breathing. I'll be part of the curlew's cry and the soaring hawk, the blue milkwort and the sundew hung with diamonds. I'll be riding the gentle wind that blows through your hair, reminding you how we share in the joy of living. I'll be riding the gentle wind that blows through your hair, reminding you how we shared in the joy of living.
Three C.R.